Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the NFL draft class for 2022 for the Miami Dolphins is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, man? Talking the Dolphins today, what an impressive offseason they've had. And now we get to talk about these gentlemen on the screen, their draft picks for this past 2022 season. Coming into the year, they have a ton of hype around them in the AFC. So we'll see how they can channel all that energy and put it into a very good winning season. We'll see what they can do.
Absolutely. And for all our Miami fans out there, all of our NFL draft fans, all of our college football fans, our NFL draft fans, and just fans of our show, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for watching our video broadcast, and thank you for listening to our podcast every single day as we drop new episodes. We're over 900 episodes strong on our podcast now. We are over 1,000 episodes strong on our video broadcast. And just so that you know, I've been here for a long time. Our show was originally founded over 10 years ago on AM radio with our host, Mr. Vincent Turner. And he's been really, you know, helping and bringing it along through the years. And as we joined the team, you know, a few years ago and started the video broadcast, we've just seen exponential growth in our show. So we just want to say thank you for that. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the Miami Dolphins, how did they do on the NFL draft? What did they get? And how do we expect these young men to do?
Well, as you can see, if you're watching us live, they didn't have many draft picks. 4 overall in 7 rounds. How impressive. But like we were talking off the air, they made their money in free agency. They got a ton of new players, a lot of big names. You already know who they are. So they didn't have much to go with in the draft, but that's okay. We're still going to break down each of these 4 players and talk about their strengths, weaknesses, and, of course, my final grade for these Miami Dolphins. So let's get it going here. Round 3, we had to wait 102 selections to get their first one off the board. We're going to go out of Georgia, the national champs, Channing Tindall, the linebacker. Love this selection. Love this pick here. And this guy, like I said, he was a key part for their national championship win last year. 67 total tackles, 5.5 sacks, and was very versatile as a linebacker. You can use him as a blitzer. He's great in pass coverage, and he's good being a quarterback spy also. So I like this pick. Like I said, I'm surprised he dropped a little bit this low. We already know how many Georgia Bulldogs went in the draft. I mean, 15. So just another one to go off that amazing 2021 championship team. Really good talent. And I think this is really going to be a key weapon for them in passing downs, getting to the quarterback. So I like this pick overall by the Dolphins. Strong start. Then we go round 4, pick 125 overall. Wide receiver out of Texas Tech University with the Red Raiders. We have Eric Ezukunma. Eric is a nice player. Like I said, the wide receiving room is already stacked. So here's another piece you can throw in there with that core. They got, like I said, Tyreek Hill, Raheem Mostert, Cedric Wilson, and Chase Edmonds, just to name a few. Got some speed. And then you put him in here. Ooh, this could be dangerous. He could be getting a few more catches than some of us might realize just because all those other guys might be covered. And then here's Eric over here just, you know, chilling all by his lonesome and rush, you know, getting 5 catches a night for 100 yards. You never know. So, like I said, get him 125th overall. He's used all over the field in Texas Tech the past couple of seasons. Good in the running game. Good for screens. And also as a slot receiver. Good choice here. So I think this just adds to their depth at the wide receiver position. Can't go wrong with that. Then we go all the way to round 7. I had to wait a little bit longer. Pick 224 overall, linebacker out of California, Cameron Good. Like we said here, we got a young man here, 6'4", 240 pounds, played in 37 games overall over the past 6 seasons for California. Another young man who decided to go back for after that COVID year, say, you know what, I'm going to give this one more chance, go back to college, just relive those glory days, right? And he made the most of it, had a really good year, has 20.5 career sacks in his 6 seasons. He's going to help out as a situational rusher. You can definitely slide him in some certain depth charts, in some positions you got here. So a good value pick here, I think, for the Dolphins in round 7. Then we go the final selection here, round 7, pick 247 overall. We got Skylar Thompson, the quarterback out of Kansas State. Wasn't too sure about this one. We all know they got Tua. They recently signed Teddy Bridgewater. So this is going to be likely their third quarterback in their room here. So someone that they're not having a lot of expectations for at the moment. But let's talk a little bit more about him. Like I said, he's an athletic player, good bit of upside, a large arm overall. And like I said, he's might be a, if injuries or if Bridgewater maybe is taking a downturn, he can maybe see a little bit of action. But he'll most likely see a bunch of his snaps in the preseason. But like I said, I wasn't too sure about this pick overall with the Dolphins. I felt like they could have maybe went with another position here. But overall, like I said, congrats to Skylar Thompson. Had a pretty good season last year. He had a completion percentage of 69%, so very solid there. Threw for over 2,000 yards and had a total of just 12 touchdowns. So, like I said, not the most impressive numbers, but hey, sometimes it's life being a nice backup for the Dolphins. You got that amazing weather. You got a good team you can root on, cheer for. And I mean, sometimes you need those guys in the practice squad and in the depth charts and those practices when it's late in the season who just help fire you up. And maybe that's what they got Skylar Thompson there to do. So overall, I've had to grade this Miami Dolphins draft class. I'll go with a C+. I'll be generous, you know, just because I love the Channing Tindall pick. I feel like that's a very good value for him. Also, Cameron Good, I'm surprised he dropped to round 7. So C+, like I said, they only got 4 guys, so I can't give them too high of a grade. But overall, like I said, not a bad draft. Like I said, they made their money in free agency, and they are locked and loaded in this 2022 season. Excited to see what they do. New head coach, a lot of new players. How good can the Dolphins be? Drop a comment and let us know. Overall, like I said, C+, not a bad draft. It's all right. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, they got through. They got some things going on.
They got some players.
Yeah, as you mentioned too, you know, they have some other side dealings going on that, you know, help them out and will help them out, get some people that they need for this year. So yeah, shout out to the Miami Dolphins for their draft class, and especially shout out to the 4 players that we have listed here. You have made it. You did your work. You busted it. Texas Tech, California, K-State, and Georgia. You all have amazing players going to the NFL. And so, you know, shout out to y'all. And we would love to see, you know, what you guys are going to do. We'll end up doing some great, you know, retrospectives on all of your teams and all of your players, you know, in the next few months. So we will be giving you all the information you need to see how this draft class actually does on the field. So thank you so much, Logan Landers, for that amazing breakdown. If you are watching our video broadcast or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. 100 Yards of Football, anywhere you listen to podcasts, like over on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, Amazon, Overcast, right? I always mess that up. Overcast. We have some great listeners over on Overcast for our podcast. But anywhere that you listen to podcasts, and especially on Apple Podcast, if you could just drop us a review and just say, hey, we're listening to the show, we love it. That's all you got to do, and hit the send button, and then that will help us so much, because every single review we get pushes us up in the Apple rankings so that they know in their little computer algorithms that you love the show. So thank you so much for that. And thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible breakdown of the Miami Dolphins and your draft class for the 2022 season, with NFL coming, you know, to a close for this part of the season. And we're getting into the summer. You can expect incredible videos from us with some awesome topics, because we have some just really interesting things that we want to tell you about, including, you know, top five lists, best of history specials, breakdowns of all the upcoming draft players that we think will be hot this coming season. And of course, we'll get into team breakdowns and speculation on what we think will be the hot teams coming up, you know, throughout this next part of our season. So thank you so much for watching and listening to our show. And we'll be back with another live episode right after this. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.